Listening Library presents Fleabrain Loves Franny by Joanne Rocklin. Read for you by Julie Marcus. 1. Summer 1952. Questions. What Franny knew. One thing Franny knew. Angels did not exist in real life. But there they were, floating all around her. Some leaned close, almost touching Franny's nose. Others waved at her from an impossible distance, whizzing about a cathedral ceiling. Their long white robes rustled. Their tiaras sparkled. They hummed and smiled and moved their lips without saying anything. Or sometimes they murmured words Franny didn't understand, such as pace and filia. Then one day, woof! One of the angels barked, sounding remarkably like Franny's dog, Alf. And Franny awoke from her feverish dreams. She'd only imagined Alf. Pets weren't allowed to visit patients at Children's Hospital. And that's where Franny was, wearing a plastic wristband with Francine Katzenbach printed on it. She'd imagined those angels, too, who were actually nurses in white uniforms and peaked caps. Franny's parents had also been angels in the dreams. They'd stood in the doorway of her hospital room, wearing white masks and worried looks. They couldn't come near her bed because Franny was infectious. She had polio, everyone told her. Franny already knew about polio because of her wide and fast reading habits, wider and faster than those of most 10-year-olds. She knew that polio was short for poliomyelitis. She knew that even though Po-Li-O...